Oh, yeah. Here we go, sports fans. Another installment of the Bart and Bombi Show. It's a Thursday. I'm doing it live from SC. Bart is MIA, but I'm here to hold it down. I told you something last week. I told you it was the last USC show for a bit. I lied to you. I got a special guest coming on. He was nice enough to do this for me. I told you he was going to blow up last week. We got him here on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, the big dog, Christian Tupo. Out in the street, they call it weather. Oh, yeah. It was tough watching this guy chill on the sidelines, but he's going to be back in 2011. Tupo, holler at these people, man.
Hey, what's up? What's up?
I know, man. I know you're chomping at the bit to get on the field. Tell the fans right off the bat, what was it like having to sit out 2010 in redshirt?
Well, I've never been in prison, but if it's anything like sitting on the sideline, you know, just watching everybody else, you know, do what they love and enjoy it, and you can't have any part of it at all, it's a horrible, rotten feeling inside.
It's going to be something I believe that you're going to feed off of in 2011. I know you're hungry to get out there. Tell the people what your off season is like.
Off season is more work than the season. I plan on running the stairs of the Coliseum, doing some speed training in the sand, still getting my strength ups, like somewhere around 500 pounds of bench so I can demolish our offensive linemen.
Man, I can't wait. I've been watching you. I wanted to write you up for Rivals, but I kind of kept my distance. I know it was a tough season for you. I think you're going to blow up. The nation's going to take notice of your arrival. I think you're going to the league. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Tell the people who your favorite team was growing up in the NFL.
Got to go with the 49ers, man.
Yeah?
Raised NorCal. That's my team, right? Win or lose.
Yeah, on this show, we're calling them. I predicted that they were going to win that division. We're sticking to it. They're one game back. You think they're going to get it done?
Oh, yeah. You know, as a 49er fan, you got to stay faithful.
Absolutely. They keep fighting, man. I love the way that team fights. I love the way our defense fought. They really, you know, they missed you. I mean, bottom line, I'm not going to sugarcoat it on my show. They missed you. They didn't have their anchor early on. But they seem to find their footing, Tupo, and they really look good towards the end of the year. What did you think about their performance in 2010?
Well, you know, we had some setbacks, but we kind of lost ourselves and the theme that we always had to finish strong. And the seniors really caught it, you know. They spoke to us, a lot of the younger guys, during the meetings and during the end of the year. And they basically said, hey, guys, listen up. This program has always been about finishing strong no matter what. We need to finish this season off strong and give these, you know, the Trojan family some good to look forward to for 2011. That's what they did against UCLA.
Yeah, you guys definitely did. You guys laid claim to the city. You said, hey, no matter what, sanctions down here, it doesn't matter. We still run LA. We're the only show in LA. And I think the fans are taking that to heart. We're looking, everybody's thinking positive, I think, for 2011. But, tell the fans, man, it's surreal for us to have Monty Kiffin here on staff as a player. Talk about what it's like when you look over and you see the legendary coach standing next to you and coaching you in the video room and on the sidelines.
He's obviously the greatest, man. I mean, everybody trickles in under him. All the other NFL coaches and stuff, the great defensive minds of his game. But when you really get to know him as a man and as a person, you have so much respect for him, but this guy can identify with any player. He's kind of like Coach Carroll. You know, this guy could get down with you, knows what you're going through. He can talk to you one-on-one, and it will just be like talking to one of the boys, man. Go to Coach Kiffin, and he's just like one of the boys.
Wow. I'm surprised to hear that. I'm obviously an outsider. I do my radio show. I do my thing. I don't get to see what you guys see. I never would have guessed that a coach of his age coming from the pros would be able to connect with you guys, but it seems like he's made his mark on this team already.
Oh, yeah. He's been around all the greats, you know. Warren Sapp, Coach Gruden, you know, all those guys in Tampa Bay. He's been through a lot. And there's a lot he can teach us. a lot, and I look forward to just grinding it out with him next year and learning from him.
I got to ask you a question about the way you came up when you were a kid. Were you always a big kid? Were you always playing defensive line, or was your NFL dream to be a running back or a tight end or something else like that?
Oh, yeah. NFL dream was to be a receiver. I was always the smallest kid playing on the streets, you know, catching the long bombs and two-hand touch football. I always wanted to be Jerry Rice. Run silent, run deep, Jerry Rice. That was my motto growing up. All of a sudden, I had that little man syndrome where it was me against the world, and playing defensive tackle was the best fit for me to just unleash my rage that I had, you know?
Man, that's priceless. I mean, a lot of guys, when they grow up big, when they're always the big kid, they got to take it easy. They can't get rough with the littler guys, et cetera. I mean, it sounds like you got that fire in your belly, and you just want to go out there and crush everyone on Saturdays and Sundays in the future.
Yeah, that's the kind of mentality you have to have as a defensive lineman in general. You got to have a no-holds-barred mentality, a kill-everybody mentality when you're on that field. And you got to live it. You can't live soft and fight tough, you know?
Big time. I had a class with you. I was lucky enough to be around you a little bit. Talk about Kevin Green. He's a big boy. He looks like a bad boy. What's this guy going to do? What can we expect from a kid like that in 2011?
God-gifted person, man. This guy has all the tools in the world. As a senior, you know, I'm really going to get on him and try and just force him to get better. This guy has amazing speed off the edge. We're just going to work on his hip flexibility and get him to lean a little bit, just to get him a little tighter around the edge to get that quarterback. This guy will be a beast in the next coming years.
Man, that's exciting. He's got the right mentor. I spoke to him. He was in that class with us as well. I've spoken with him. Man, he speaks highly of you. He looks up to you. He's taking the right role model. I can say that for sure. Tell me, what's the football scene like up where you're from in Sacramento? Is it a strong high school and college football scene up there?
It's just high school. High school dominates because every neighborhood has its high school, and every neighborhood kind of revolves around that high school. So what your high school does, you know, your neighborhood carries that with them and prides itself off of that.
Mm.
So Grant High School is my high school, and well, my neighborhood is the Paso Heights area, and you know, even though my team lost, we're proud of what our kids have done over the past years and throughout the 90s. And a lot of our kids have gone on to college and have made our community proud. And that's what we look towards for the future for these young guys. You know, go to college, pursue an education, and come back and instill wisdom for the younger guys so they can keep up the tradition. You know?
Man, that's what it's all about right there. I think most of the guys that I've met, players from up there, they're hungry. People could tell that you're hungry. I mean, it's going to come through the audio, through their computers, through their radios, whatever. They're feeling what you're feeling. Talk to us about how that knee is feeling. How are you recouping? Are you feeling 100%?
Well, my heart is feeling 100%. You know, my leg, it's just going to take patience. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not at full go for all the USC family out there. ACL surgery is a big setback, and you know, I still have a couple more months to the season, and about 2 or 3 months till spring ball starts. But I promise you this: I can't control how my knee is or what I'm going to do. But I will promise the USC family, the Trojan family, this: that I'm going to give it my all, 100%. I'm not going to promise a national championship, but I'm going to promise a national championship effort, getting better, getting stronger, and in rehabbing my knee. That's all I can give you guys.
Boom. That's all we can ask. I mean, we know how you get after it. Nobody's doubting you. Everybody's praying for you. Everybody's pulling for you. I want to take this opportunity to thank you so much for taking the time. I know you're not in L.A. You're with your family. It's your off season. Thanks for these 10 minutes, man. I cannot tell you what it means to me.
Oh, no problem. Thank you, guys.
You got it. Have a good one. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. The big dog, Christian Tupou. I think he's set to pop. Keep your eyes open and get ready for an awesome season. There he is. Baddest dog on our team coming back 2011. Don't say I didn't warn you. Nation, don't say I didn't warn you. Tupo's coming back. He's coming on strong, and so are the Trojans. I'll holler at all of you next week.